All right, so this leads us to the John Benjamin Band's first song, the one that's a waltz, Aya First.
Every evening finds us dancing to the Porcupine Waltz. After all of the stories are read, if you're listening, you might hear me while we are dancing. As one final good night is said, oh, the last thing I do is whisper I love you as I watch you slowly drift off. Yes, I'll whisper I love you as we dance in the evening to the beautiful Porcupine Waltz.
Pantyhose.
Okay.
Florida. Buddhism.
Things that are John Benjamin's song.
Well, no. But this could have had porcupine replaced with just about any three-syllable word and not lose anything at all, because it doesn't have anything to do with porcupines. And that's fine. You know, I don't think that's a problem. It's a solid, pleasant song with great performances, great vocal work, and a sweet melody. It very competently and very confidently achieves exactly what it's going for. But porcupines have nothing to do with this song. So it could have been, again, I'm going to say that take any three syllables and place it in there, replace porcupine, and this could have been that. And that's fine. It's just that I'm kind of like thinking this song didn't have to be called Porcupine.
I do think that if it was the Pantyhose Waltz, that it would have been JB's alter ego, Abjure.
Could be. But I mean, if that's the only thing that they changed, then no need. You know,
I kind of want to hear it now. So, yeah, let's hear that, JB.
Okay, yeah.
The Pantyhose Waltz. When Rachel was listening to it in the background, she started singing Tennessee Waltz over it because it's practically the same song.
Yeah, it's got the same melodic shape for sure.
Absolutely. And the fact that you said it was pleasant, that was precisely what I had in my notes, was that word. It's pleasant. Nothing really to complain about. It seems like it's probably a nice little lullaby for John and Dory's young one. And it's nice.
Yeah, very pretty. Very pretty. The only extra note that I had that was different than that is something that I noticed about the guitar solo. Can I talk about guitar solos?
Yeah, please.
If you're doing a guitar solo like that one with a lot of sustained notes in it, you want the sustain to do something, a little bit of vibrato or some kind of movement to it, with a tremolo or a chorus or like whatever, you know, put some kind of effect on it or a delay or something that makes a little bit of movement. And the reason why I noticed that all the time is that I was called out on this like a bunch of years ago by someone who's much older and more experienced, who basically listened to me do a guitar solo and was like, those notes are all great, except for the fact that when you hold one note and sustain it and you don't do anything with it, it kills the feel. And in this particular song, I noticed with those long sustained guitar notes in the sustain, when it's not, there's no vibrato or anything going on in there, it sort of made it die for me a little bit.
Wow, that's interesting.
I remember for our Deep subreddit entry, Chumpy and I traded off guitar solos, and they were also like not distorted. They were, you know, kind of clean tone guitar solos.
They were solo. DI signals,
right.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
the John true Benjamin, test.
And John Benjamin mentioned that, you know, we probably could have used another take. And when I heard him doing this clean tone guitar solo, that's all that I could think about. And but it's fine. I didn't mind it. It fit with the song. It's good.
Do as I say, not as I do, says JB.
Yeah. Now I love bad-mouthing him now that we just had him on.
Yeah.
Just had him on last week.
And that was your half of the solo that he thought could have used another take. He didn't say anything about mine. So.
Yeah. How dare he? Yeah. How could he possibly? Yeah. No.
By the way, in Shark Tornado, the other two names, of course, he couldn't remember Damien and Mai's names for it, but Damien was Gutter and I was Fins.
And they had Sharknado figured out before Sharknado was a thing. I feel like they should get royalties on that.
Yeah.
I wish they'd used that song in the movie and paid us for it, but you know.
Ryan, make sure that there's a link to Sharknado in the non-existent show notes.
That's right. I'm keeping a non-existent tab of all of our non-existent show notes. So yeah, I'll add.